Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, along with my cohort, my friend, my buddy, Kyle Maurer. Hello, Mr. Kyle Maurer.
Hey, Adam Silver. How you doing this fine day?
I'm great, just dealing with the snow out here in Southern California. Yourself?
Oh, I'm thinking about going surfing this afternoon. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Michigan.
Oh, so this could be a little backwards. I think we're wrong. I think actually for you, you have snow. And for me, typically I would have sunshine here in the South Bay. But today it's going to rain later. We actually are going to get rain twice this year, apparently.
Did we get that wrong again?
We did. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
It's tough. It's tough to remember where we live. So
I spent so much time FaceTiming with you and looking through your windows instead of my own.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, moving along here. So episode two. This is pretty cool. And we forgot to mention this in the earlier episode in the intro zero version, I guess. What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing in the WordPress world? I mean, what WordPress swag? Let's clarify. What are you wearing WordPress?
It's a great question. Who are you repping right now, my
right.
bro? Right now, I am donning my special edition WordCamp Chicago 2016 hoodie. Zip up. It's very comfortable. I wear it all the time. Under that, I've got a t-shirt from Media Temple, and I'm sipping from a GoDaddy cup.
Wow, so you actually answered the second question. What are you drinking? So that's great. Okay, so I am wearing my special edition WordPress pullover from WordCamp Ann Arbor 2015. And underneath that, I have a WooCommerce Ninja shirt on. And I'm finishing a mocha latte, I guess it's a latte from Starbucks this morning. And I'm trying to drink more water. So I have water next to me as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I don't have anything else on. Do I have anything else WordPress related on me? No, I do not. Okay. So what's new in your world? What's the latest?
Shoot, it's just the holidays, my friend. These just blow by. My wife and I like to do a lot of homemade gifts, so we spend a lot of our evenings and weekends working together on crafty things. So I'm putting together some fun projects, and Christmas is fast approaching here at our household.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Anything, any projects as far as work-related?
Yes, there are a couple projects that other members of our team are working on, and I'm occasionally checking in on. Seriously, though, we're cruising along on a couple plugins that we're looking to release soon. Another version to our most popular selling extension on our realbigplugins.com site, as well as an introduction of a new EDD extension that we've been working on the side for some time. And we've got a couple cool client projects that they're on the brink of starting within the coming weeks. So it's a busy time at Real Big Marketing.
Awesome. Very cool. I myself, not that you asked, just shipped two sites to clients. One of them was one is a paid client, meaning, you know, just a version two of the site waiting to get some feedback. And the other one was actually a site on spec, which is rare that I do this, but I know the person, they are in dire need of a new site. So I went ahead and took about 4 or 5 hours and whipped up a new site. And she gave me feedback that she likes it a lot. So, and she wanted to know what's next. And I said, well, here's what it'll cost. Pretty basic. So I'm excited to get those two things done. And I think that's it in the WordPress space at the moment. I mean, I have more to do, more work on migrating some sites and servers and still trying to expand Concierge WP, moving that hosts. And I'll talk about that maybe next time. So, all right. I think that's it as far as latest in the world and some banter. Yes.
I'm curious. Yeah. And we may, since it's still in progress, but at a later episode, we may have to touch base on that site on spec project that you're doing to see how it went. It's kind of an unusual or atypical approach to a client project. So let's make a note of later on checking in to see whether you think you'll do that sort of thing again.
Okay. So you write that down and get back to me on that. All right. So, Kyle, guess what?
What?
It's questions time.
All right.
Okay,
let's
so
do this.
First question is you to ask, I believe, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with this question that we got from emailed over to us by a fellow named Andy, a good friend of ours, Andy Malikar from Ann Arbor, or actually Ypsilanti, Michigan. Andy writes, hi, Kyle and Adam. I've noticed lately that the conversations and talks at WordCamps have shifted a bit from being as technical to being a bit more about running successful businesses around WordPress. Have you noticed this shift? Do you think the WordPress community is, quote, growing up a little bit? What shifts have you seen in the community and the conversation surrounding WordPress since you got involved yourselves? So what do you think about this, Adam?
I think that he's completely wrong. I don't think that we're growing up whatsoever. I think we're actually regressing. And pretty soon, we'll just kind of go back to using flat HTML is what my guess would be. And or shutting down and hopefully getting a job with very little pension and the gold watch after 40 years.
You think WordPress is going all Benjamin Button here?
I believe so. We're going backwards. We've hit the cap at 14 years, and now it's time to go backwards. I love the Benjamin Button reference. That was awesome, by the way.
REST APIs are so 2016.
So, actually, you know, so that's my obviously my honest answer on that is I don't know if it's growing up a bit, but I think people are realizing that they have to. Yeah, I guess so. The answer is yes. Is it growing up? Yes. People need to take things seriously. To run a business, you need to truly think about the future of where you want to be in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. And it depends on what your take on things is. Do you want to be independent the entire time? Do you want to run an agency? You know, and I noticed that at the WordCamps themselves, a lot of that happens in what's called the hallway track. And it's about sharing, relationship building, and trying to change people's mindsets. In my opinion, go from the abundance mindset versus the scarcity, because there is plenty of work out there. I could use some, but there's plenty of work, and there's no reason not to share business practices. So that's my answer.
Yours? I totally agree with you. I think that the market is really maturing, the WordPress space. You know, we've been in it ourselves for a little while, so we can kind of look back and see, just reflect a little bit on how it was different when we first started. And if you're really to just look at any other technology, think about technology that's new today, anything that's coming out, what's the latest gadget, the latest program. Early conversations are about the tech, like how do you use it and what use cases are appropriate for this new technology of any kind, and why would I use it as opposed to more established technology. Those are not the conversations that we're having quite as much with WordPress now that it is far and away the dominant content management system leader. So it's a pretty mature market, so it's not too surprising that we're having much deeper level discussions commonly than just like how do you use it and when and why. But that said, the conversations aren't that new. It's a pretty established platform. I mean, Pressnomics is about to have its fifth year, and that's a business-focused annual conference devoted to people running businesses based on WordPress.
And that runs during the week, not on a weekend.
Right.
Because, and I say that because a lot of people believe that WordCamps attract the hobbyist or the DIY / not serious people because it's on a weekend. You know, and is it true or not? I mean, I obviously, if you do a camp on Saturday, Sunday, you're going to get different audience than you're going to do, you know, during the week, or Friday, Saturday. Friday. And it's just, there's that potential, of course, of weekend versus the weekday. And I'm sure there's studies about it out there. I don't know of any, but, is it a valid point? It very could be a valid point.
Yeah, I think if you were to, and I did a little bit before this episode, look at session schedules from years in the past, like pull up San Francisco from 2010 or something like that, and compare it to US today, you will see a difference in the types of sessions that are being talked about. Today, there are sessions on quite a few different topics that were not even really in the main discussion 5-8 years ago. Really, we're talking about things at a whole nother level because the WordPress economy is huge.
Right.
It's very, very different now.
True. Okay. So I think we covered that question. I hope that helps you, Andy. Let us know if you have a follow-up to that. So, all right. I'm going to ask the next one. If I'm not mistaken, the next one is this. It from our friend Rob, came through Slack. How do I deal with the struggle of isolation associated with being a freelancer and working from home?
Awesome. So this is an important question, and it's something that we all deal with. You know, we've all been there. We work from home, you know, and we know that it starts out fine when you first start working from home, but gradually things start to get worse. And, you know, in the early days, you start just maybe working in bed a little bit now and then. and then over time, you're just getting dressed less often and wearing mismatched socks and dirty clothes more often, just over time, gradually just shaving less. And then things like forgetting other people's names when you rarely emerge from your house. You start drinking heavily. You struggle with personal hygiene, and people, you know, eventually forget about you, and nobody wants you. You lose your social skills. You're just like a nobody when you go out in public. You're like Mike Myers after the Love Guru. You're just totally untouchable and an outcast of society. So we've all been there. This is just the natural progression.
Wow. Hey, let me ask, Kyle, do you want to talk about something? Do you need to share? I mean, it doesn't sound like we've all been there.
This you're telling me this isn't what happens to everybody else who works from home?
I'm going to say no. I think you have some points there that are maybe relevant to many, but yeah, that's awesome. So,
well, we could just agree to disagree on that.
Okay.
This is something that maybe, let's just say, a lot of people experience.
Right.
It's the same progression. It's inevitable.
Right.
Almost all of us go through this. So if you're faced with this struggle, like the rest of us, it's mm-hmm. nothing to be ashamed of. We all struggle with this.
Right.
There's some options for you. So let's talk about those options for improving this situation. Option A. This one's really cool. I don't know if you've heard about this, but I recently watched a documentary, and it was about this this software that you can buy. You can go and you can get like this software it's like an operating system that has like a personality. You can like install it on a device and take it with you, and it'll talk to you and it'll learn all about you. It's a really moving documentary.
What's it called?
It's called Her.
Okay. All right. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's super good. It's super good.
Yeah.
So you could just get one of these, you know, virtual personas mm-hmm. to befriend, and then you'll basically never be lonely. So
that's sweet.
Option A.
That's A. Okay. What do you got for B?
Option B, more pets. Plain and simple. Go to your local animal shelter, mm-hmm. and your pets will love you more than any person ever could. So that's a good start. Get over that loneliness. Home alone and get some free friends.
Okay. Well,
I'm
going to come back with two additional options. Rob. And that would be, first and foremost, maybe just step outside of your house, just to get some fresh air, see the sun. I know you may not live where it's always sunny, or the weather might be a little colder, but where does Rob live? Do we know?
Rob lives in Ohio, so going outside is probably not a good idea, unless you mean outside of the state.
Wow. I'll leave that one alone. But, you know, just step outside. But as far as the isolation as well, you know, not just getting away from, you know, your house, you may really consider co-working from a friend's house or even at a library or a coffee shop, and not just by yourself. You know, I do this a lot. I mean, I work from home, but I really don't. Lately, I work more and more from Coffee Bean or Starbucks. And next month, I'll be at WeWork, because my home is actually a distraction. No one's here but except the bed, the fridge, the couch, the TV, the Netflix. But, you know, I know people who actually will co-work at a coffee shop or somewhere else with someone they know. And they may not even be in the same industry, or they might be connected to somehow. They may not be coworkers, but that way they kind of, every Wednesday they get together for 3 hours at a place. They work for an hour and a half. They have lunch. They work another hour and a half. It's the accountability that you're outside, and it's something to look forward to. So that's my advice.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you said there. And I think that, you know, I've given this advice before to people, friends of mine who were getting a remote job for the first time, leaving an office environment and going to work from home. And I said that, you know, I really believe you need to work some of these social experiences into your schedule as a requirement. You know, so it's very easy for us to work from home and say, you know, when I get some time, I'm going to go out and attend a meetup. I'm going to go to a conference, or when I get some time, maybe I'll go work from a coffee shop now and then when I feel like it. But I do believe that when you're a remote worker, especially if you're used to that office environment, if you get anything from social experiences, you need to force this into your schedule and require it. So you need to maybe join some social groups. Maybe your local WordPress meetup is a great start. There's a lot of stuff going on meetup.com, various interests, professional or personal. You can join things that are even more accelerated. If you're a freelancer, consider things like BNI and other business networking groups. I participate in groups like Toastmasters on a weekly basis to help public speaking and communication. So there's a lot of groups that you can participate in. And I do think that if you work from home, it's a really good idea to force this stuff into your schedule. Make it a requirement of you, not optional when you feel like it, but say, I am requiring myself as a part of my job to participate in something outside of the home on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's not just about work. It's about doing something outside of work. So just to kind of take a break from the screen, if you will. So, okay.
Absolutely. Cool. That habit is important.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Rob. All right, third question. I think the final question for this episode, you want to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a question that we got from Evan, who is based in Jackson, Michigan, and he asked it on Slack. Evan asks, how do you find qualified leads to help build your portfolio when you're new to freelance web development?
Well, Evan, I looked at this earlier, this question that was on our Trello board, and my initial answer was Fiverr. Just boom, Fiverr is the place to go. Plain and simple, nothing else to do but Fiverr. I mean, because, you know, you can build a website in WordPress, you know, 5-minute install for $5 and you're done. I think that's the best place to start. So take that and move on. Do you have anything to add? Do you have any other options?
I think you're right. I think you can't get higher quality than the $5 price point. But I think that there are other options. This is the Get Options podcast.
Okay,
so we're going to present you with a few more choices.
And I might have a few follow-ups, just to be truthful, but you go ahead first.
All right. Well, I do want to note that I like adding the qualified piece to this question. It's common that in the early stages of being a freelancer, you're not even thinking at that level. And I never was. I wasn't thinking much about qualified leads. I was thinking about just leads, period. Mm-hmm. I needed any business that could come my way, whether they were qualified or not.
What's your definition of qualified? Like, what's that mean if somebody doesn't know? Let's answer that first.
That's a great point. And I think I'm glad you brought it up, Adam. Qualified probably would depend on the person. And so each one of us would have a different definition of what a qualified lead looks like.
Right.
But generally speaking, a qualified lead is one that basically has expectations that are realistic. So if they have a project that they need someone to do, they will have at least somewhat realistic expectations for what that will cost and how much work it will be and the resources that are required and the skill set required for someone to do them. So if their expectations are somewhat realistic, they could be a qualified lead.
Okay.
So one of my options would be to find qualified leads. Simply spend all of your time at really swanky 5-star resorts where the big hitters hang out.
Oh, like it's what? Great. Like for example, like a Cabo Press?
Yeah, something like that. one of those great places where you're rubbing elbows with big time players, executives, business owners, the people who are generally more qualified. So all you have to do is come up with the money to spend, you know, invest in this lavish lifestyle, and you will encounter a lot more people who are qualified to hire you.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Any other options? Because that may not work for some. Just want to have a balance. That's one side of the coin. What's the flip side of the coin?
Another option, if that doesn't work out for some reason, if that's not the path for you, you could try being a little more specific about your offering. So if you have an issue where, okay, so I don't really have a problem with finding leads in general, I want to focus on getting more qualified leads for my early portfolio, try being a little bit more specific about what you offer, because there is a tendency, leads that are more qualified often are thinking about things at another level. They're thinking about things more specific, about the problems that they actually have. So typically a more unqualified lead will have less of an understanding of what websites do or what impact they have on their business, and maybe more of a rudimentary understanding about what role the website plays for them. And so more qualified business, maybe more established business with a bigger budget, might have a better grasp on what the website does for them. So if you introduce yourself more as a person who solves particular e-commerce problems or e-learning problems, or the kind of person who focuses on user experience for type-specific industries, you will have better and more productive conversations with these leads and attract people who already know what they want.
Right. I think that's a great way to answer it and to summarize it. And And one other thing you can do, and I know you've done this in the past, and I've done this as well when I did more photography work in my life, is you can set up a form on your website. I mean, the question that as it was read is, how do you find qualified leads to help build your portfolio when you're new? So I'm going to take the assumption that let's say Evan, it could be anybody, still has a day job. Right. So they have their job. So they set up a site to start building a portfolio. Maybe they're going to make the jump and the leap to freelance or running their own shop of some sort. So while that happens, is build a website, add a page, be specific in your packages and your offerings, but I'll maybe add a page where you garner information via a form from people logging in or checking the site, where they check boxes, you know, what's their budget, what's their time frame, what needs do they have, and if, you know, that way you can put in the baseline price that you are willing to work with. If you don't want to take a site for $500, you know, and you start at $1,500 or $5,000, if they don't fill that out properly, then you know they're not qualified for you, because it comes back down to the fact that qualification is different for each person. You know, you're qualified, Kyle versus my, who's qualified for me, is different. So I think having that in place ahead of time can really help. It's also a way of, that way from there, once you say it's qualified, then you do scope and discovery, right? So.
Absolutely.
So that's my two cents. And I think that answers the question. I think we're good there.
Great job. If anybody else has any further questions, you know how to get in touch with us. It's going to be, send a quick email over to, what's that email, Adam?
It's questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Or you could use the SpeakPipe functionality over on the website. Leave a voicemail and we'll play that mail. We can play that in a future episode and your voice will be on the ethers forever.
Absolutely. And we accept anonymous questions as well. If you find yourself in a very sticky situation and don't want the world to know who's asking.
Right. Well, we'll see you next episode. So thanks for listening and go out there and do some awesome things with WordPress.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. Bye.